is slashing?
Slashing is, like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. And, there's a penalty for that?
Yeah. And for a trip also, you know, like that. And for hook, like this. And for spear, you know, like that. Mm-hmm. All bad.
Bad.
You do that, you go to the box, you know, 2 minutes by yourself, and you feel shame, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get free.
Welcome again, everyone, to the Drop Podcast, the podcast dedicated to the St. Louis Blues. I'm your host, as usual, Lance Descott. Today, we're going to be recapping Game 7 of Round 2, the Blues versus the Stars. Let's get right into the highlights and not waste any time.
Must be tucked back by Fabry to Stastny. Around in front, and Brower's shot was stopped and covered there, but scramble, and they score! It looked as though it had been covered by Lehtinen. The referee points to the net, indicating that a power play goal has been scored. Fabry has gotten it.
Watch him come through with the skate right here, pull it over so the goalie can't freeze it, and eventually sticks it to the back of the net.
So the Blues take the lead 1-0 on a goal by Robbie Fabry just 5 minutes and 23 seconds into the game. Before that, Dallas had been putting a lot of pressure on the Blues in their own end. The assist was also by Brower, his 4th assist, and Stastny got his 5th assist. So the Blues lead 1-0. Let's see if they can add to this lead and put the Stars reeling.
Down behind. Yes, Brower in front got it there, then shoved to Stastny. He scores! Paul Stastny has made it legitimately 2-0.
Body's all over Fabry. He's going to understand where to distribute it. Troy Brower, Stastny, up and over Kari Lehtinen, 2-0.
Blues take a 2-0 lead towards the end of the second period. Paul Stastny gets his 3rd goal of the playoffs, Brower's 5th assist, Fabry his 9th assist, and that was 18 minutes and 22 seconds into the game. If you guys seen this goal, it was an amazing goal. Stastny shot it from the side over the top of Lehtinen. Lehtinen was crushed way too low to be in position to stop that goal. So the Blues are ahead 2-0, almost at the end of the second period. Will they be able to add another goal, or will it go into the second period 2-0? Let's find out the answer to that.
Taken along now by Laterra, got it on back, and a shot, score! A ripper by Berglund, and it's 3-0.
Don't think there's any doubt we'll see Antti Niemi to start the second period.
So Berglund gets a goal just 4 seconds left in the first period. His 4th of the playoffs, Laterra his 5th assist, and Backes his 6th assist. You know, this looked like it went off a Dallas player or a Dallas player's stick, and Lehtinen after the goal just slammed his pads down and his glove down and just looked at the player and tried to blame the player. But as the commentator said, we'll probably see Niemi in the second period, and we did see Niemi in the second period. Would it get any better for Dallas? Would Niemi give them a spark and have Dallas come back? Let's see who gets the first goal in the second period.
Flag down and started back out by Parayko. Right back up the wing, and here's Backes with a shot. He scores! David Backes, and it's 4-0.
And David Backes just whips that puck past Antti Niemi.
Different goalie in for the Stars, same result. Backes gets his 6th goal just 3 minutes and 50 seconds into the second period on a shot from the right hash mark. Berglund gets his 4th assist, Parayko gets his 3rd assist, and the Blues take a 4-0 lead. Dallas is really looking down at this point. They didn't give up, I will say that about them. They kept pushing and kept pushing and trying to get back in this game. It's 4-0. Would they be able to come back, or would the Blues score another goal?
Far side,
played back out by Shattenkirk. In stride, carried back in by Paul Stastny. Dropped it back. Fabry across, score! What a goal! Tic-tac-toe! It's Brower. It's 5-0.
15 minutes and 6 seconds into the second period, the Blues padded their lead to an almost impossible 5-0. That was Brower's 5th goal, Fabry's 10th assist, Stastny his 6th assist. So Fabry and Stastny has been involved and a lot of these goals today, and they're both looking very well. Brouwer, the ex-Blackhawk, is really becoming a leader of this team, and I think along with Backes, has taken this team to the next level, along with the young players. So the Blues lead 5-0. Would Dallas ever be able to get on the board?
Passer. Johnny Oduya cross drive by Goligoski. Score! Patrick Eve!
Little turn up, too hard of a pass. The Stars stay with it, and this puck takes the fortune and bounce to the right of Brian Elliott, right to Patrick
Eve. Dallas finally gets on the board 5:15 into the third period on a goal by Patrick Eve, his third of the playoffs. Goligoski gets the assist, his third assist of the playoffs, and Oduya gets in on the action and gets his second assist of the playoffs. The Stars kept trying to come back and trying to come back. They wouldn't get another goal, but the Blues would.
And it's spun by Tarasenko, shoveled back out carefully by Schwartz. On for it is Tarasenko, driving to the net. He scores! Tarasenko!
Well, for Ken Hitchcock and the entire St. Louis Blues organization, how do you spell relief? Effort, foreplay, and winning a race.
Tarasenko ends the scoring. That was his 7th goal of the playoffs. Schwartz is 8th assist. Shattenkirk is 8th assist. And the Blues take this game 7-6-1 and move on to the Western Conference Finals, where they will play either the Nashville Predators or the San Jose Sharks. Before I get to my final comments, let's see what the players had to say after the game, and also Ken Hitchcock.
That means Conference Finals. It was a great gutsy effort that everybody came to play and played that kind of Blues road style hockey, and we got a lead early and we didn't really look back.
Brian Hitch said yesterday that obviously with the team having the day off, you wanted to come in and take pucks. Is that just your way of being determined and getting right back on the ball?
Yeah, I obviously didn't play that much in the game, so it's a non-game players on the ice, and I just wanted to get out there and kind of reset the button, and it just takes a little bit to get back into where you're comfortable.
What was the conversation like? He said he wanted to talk to you and make sure you were focused and whatnot. What was that conversation like?
Didn't talk to him once, so.
Brian, how far can this team go? How far?
It's up to us. We'll see. We're at the conference finals right now, and we're waiting for a game 7 to finish, and we'll see who we play, and then we go from there.
What was that like to come out and have that push early in this game? It just seemed like this morning you guys were loose and carefree, but there was a focus out there. Did you get a sense of that word this morning that guys were going to come out focused, but everybody felt good about going into this game?
Yeah, I think having the game, 7 games last against Chicago, I think that does a lot for your confidence when you win a game 7 already, and you know what it takes, and it's just about a 60-minute game. When you break it down, it's not that long of a time, and when you execute on the first couple plays and you score some goals, it means a lot.
Yeah, I mean, there's in past years, there's feelings when you go into game 7 and you're, or whether you're facing an elimination game, and sometimes you just don't feel like you're gonna move on. And like I said in the past, I've said before, the way that we feel here, we know we got a good team, and we know every time a challenge gets thrown our way, we've kind of risen up to it. Whether it was when it was 2-2, we played here on the road in the afternoon game, or not finishing it at home and have to do it here on the road. But good team effort. Everyone bounced back from last game, and early on they had a couple of chances, but we blocked it. They didn't get to the net, and then we kind of took advantage from that.
Just another classic case where you and your line just really had some chemistry tonight. Were you guys just feeling it off?
Yeah, we've been good, all year, or last whatever 35 games of the year, and then throughout the playoffs, whether he puts us together, we're good, or whether he puts me, Brouwer, with Steiner, we can do that too. So I think the beauty of it is we can kind of mix up the lines and bring different options and stuff for opponents. And earlier in the playoffs that we had chances, like I was saying before, and you knew it was coming, and sometimes they come in bunches, so it was nice to get it. And I think it was more important to just keep going and not just sitting back on that 3-0 lead, because you saw what happened in the game yesterday. You saw what happened when Dallas had 3-0 lead. Like, I'll take it all day, but sometimes, you tend to sit back. But we just kept going and kept kind of putting our foot to the pedal and just getting the next one and worrying about getting the next one.
Seem goofy now that there was even any question about whether Brian would be in goal tonight?
Yeah, there's no question about it. I think, when a guy's been riding you through the whole playoffs, he you know, did he have a bad game? I don't think so. Did he have maybe one goal he wanted to take back? Probably, but you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, I think he was as focused as anyone. I think we all knew he was playing, and I think when you guys asked us who was playing, I think that surprised us more than anything, because in the locker room we figured Moose would be playing, and the next day I think it wasn't even a question. I think we knew he was going to be playing. He was ready to bounce back, but you know, he's a winner. He's a pro, and you know, he didn't have a bad game, but you know, when you only play 10 minutes, I think it pisses him off a little bit, and he just, you know, came back out here and proved what he's been doing all playoffs and all season for us.
You know, we're doing this as a group of 20 in here, and that's our focus, but we know that our fans and the people of St. Louis are loving the ride right along with us.
David, back to Brian for a second. When Hitch came in yesterday and said that, you know, it's a day off for you guys, but he wanted to go in and take pucks. Is that all you need? Is that all that needs to be said about him?
He's a workhorse, and he wants the net, and he wants to be there in crunch time, and he's shown that he's more than capable of taking that load and making huge saves for us. And he's done that, you know, time and time again when he's had the opportunity in nets. He hasn't always had that opportunity, you know, in the playoffs to grab the reins and run with it. Now he's got it, and he's making the most of it, and you love seeing it.
Before he's back to the Brian Elliott, is that fair?
Yep. Yeah, I knew yesterday when he came to the rink and stopped pucks and we talked, I knew what we were going to get today. So that's what I needed to see, and I wasn't jerking anybody's chain about who's starting and all that stuff. I just needed to know how he felt and whether he was we've rode him hard here, and he's had to really step up, and I just wanted to make sure he was fresh and ready to go. And when he came out and stopped pucks, that's kind of the sign for me. I already knew, and he was ready to go.
Sometimes these guys say they're tired of hearing you talk, but they seem to enjoy your speech last night. What did you tell them?
That's a private meeting, so that has to stay private.
They all talk about how you kind of inspired them to say, hey, this doesn't happen too often.
Yeah, I just all I said basically was that game 7, game 107, it doesn't matter. It's a chance of a lifetime. You can't pass it up. You just can't pass it up. And, you know, to play in a conference final, I know as a coach here in Dallas, I took it for granted, and it was a big mistake. I left here thinking that all you do is play in conference finals, cup finals. I went to Philadelphia, and we had good early success there, and I thought that's all you do. That was 2004, never been back since. It's 12 years. So sometimes you can play your whole career and never get to play in a conference final. So it's pretty impressive.
Obviously, you guys scored plenty more after this, but you score 2-0, it gets overturned. How important was answering back and making it 2-0 shortly thereafter and kind of keeping that momentum going?
This was the most bizarre hockey game I've coached in 3 years. And we were doing, I told the guys, I felt like Tom Hanks in a league of his own. I was trying to remain calm on the bench. When that girl kept missing the cutoff play, that's how I felt on the bench, because it would be going north, and then it was going south, and it would be going north again, and then it was going south. So there was no control. It looked like to me that two hockey teams that were tired physically were trying to pour everything they could and supply a knockout punch. And we took advantage of some of their mistakes when they were trying to put the knockout punch into us early, because they came after us with everything early. And we caught them a few times and got ice behind them, and that's what we took advantage of. But they were coming hard, early.
Hitch, you came in here this morning emphatic that you were going to get your best game here tonight. Just everything that you've been through, is that what led you to believe that?
Well, as series go on and you get later, you've got the physical side and the mental side. I knew we were going to be in good shape mentally. Based on the way we were last night, the way we were this morning, I was worried physically. And we had some tired players today. We had some players who had poured, like, this is 14 games for us now. And that's a lot of hockey with overtimes. That's an awful lot to play early. And we needed some things to go right for us early so we weren't pushing uphill again. Game 6 took a lot out of us. When you're having to play like that in Game 6, pressing everywhere, it's physically draining, and that's why we changed the pregame skate to do something. We just tried to keep it as light as we could until the competition tonight. And I thought the players did a great job in keeping it loose. We didn't bring any emotion into it until right to the end. And I thought the guys did a great job with it, because physically we were we're down a court today.
Hitch, with everything you guys have been trying to build over 5 years, just how gratifying, even though you have more you guys want to accomplish, this series, this win for the organization, the team, yourself, for the city, everybody.
Well, I think for me, I'm happiest for the guys who were here before I got here. And those are the guys that did all the bleeding to get us into a position now. They were the guys that took their lumps when the team was trying to just rebuild itself. And those guys like Backus and Berglund and Petro and those guys that have been here a while, I'm happy for them because they get a chance to strut a little bit. And we get a chance to play for something, a trophy that's very important, to get to a bigger trophy that's even more important. But those are the guys that I was really happy for because they've been through, Alex Steen and these type of guys, they've been through so much just before I got there. I mean, I'm more new to it. You know, 5 years isn't very long. But these guys were in there 3 and 4 years even before I got there. That's a long time.
The play of the Stastny line tonight, everybody gets a goal, everybody's got assists.
You know who was exceptional was Robbie Fabbri. We expected the veterans to play, but he's a 20-year-old kid and played with such competitive composure this whole series, but especially you could see his experience in big games come out again tonight. His composure and his ability to make plays under pressure is just incredible.
Is that what got him that first goal there?
Yeah. And the play made on Brower's goal, which was to me the backbreaker because they were pressing hard. They won about 11 faceoffs in a row in the second period. And they were pressing hard, and Robbie makes that play cross crease. It's a great play.
Anybody knows you, they know you've been paying attention to the San Jose-Nashville series. Just whoever wins, you expect obviously a tough one in the next round.
Well, we know one team so well. I mean, there's not much difference between us and Nashville. You know, we both play a similar style. San Jose, they give it to us pretty good. You know, we got them a little bit in their building, the 1-0 game, but, man, they give it to us pretty good, so we got our hands full in both. But Nashville plays almost the same way we do, kind of a frantic pace. And, you know, obviously San Jose's got the depth and the speed to go with the big guys in the middle.
Hitch, you mentioned that core that's been here a long time. Was there ever a moment where you didn't think this moment would happen?
Not this year. No, I thought we had it in us to keep going. The interesting part in our sport is that you can have all kinds of good players, but you got to be a real good team. Best team wins, not the team with the best players. And I really felt that this team was collectively unified. And sometimes you're not going to win. I just knew that we were going to get their best when it mattered, and that's what we've done all playoffs. Even when we've lost, we've played some great hockey. And we've played two, like Dallas is a great team. They're a really good team. And we've played two unbelievable hockey clubs and beat them. And that's got to give our guys a lot of confidence. But this team, I look at every year separately. This one has a whole different chemistry mix. They have a lot of fun together, but they're really hold each other accountable. They don't let each other off the hook at all. And so that's a good sign because it's allowed me to step back a lot this year, and it's worked.
When did you realize this group was like that, that this was different?
Probably mid-February. Well, I really pulled back a lot in mid-February. It's a similar thing that's happened here that happened in Dallas. I was told by the players to go for a 3-day walk in Dallas, and I left. And the team came together for 3 years. And this team's, I've pulled back on this team quite a bit. And I know some guys probably don't feel like it some days, but I've pulled back a lot from where we were in December and November.
Was it the pullback or was it
your not here. Yeah. No. In Dallas, Mike Keene told me to go for a walk and don't come back for 3 days. It was only 3 days I was told to leave. 3 days, that's all, Kalashaw. Thanks.
How long do you enjoy this victory tonight with the veterans that you have on your team? When do you get the whip out to get them ready for the next series?
I don't know. I'm a coach. 40 minutes. That's about it. Players will give a day off. They'll enjoy it for a day, but we'll be back at it tomorrow morning.
Obviously, get and different stylistically, but it seems like this Stars team might be in a similar position to where your team was 3-4 years ago, just kind of getting off the ground. What do you see?
Well, they're the future of the NHL. That's what they are. They're where the NHL is going. That's what they are. They're really good. They missed their best player, or arguably one of their best two players today. And they're where the game's going, and we all recognize that. And it's going to be a tough opponent for a number of years because of what they got.
Were the players' reactions and Ken Hitchcock's reactions to the Blues' round two Game 7 win against the Dallas Stars. So the Blues will either play the Nashville Predators or San Jose Sharks. That game is tonight, Wednesday night. I believe it's 8 o'clock Central, 9 Eastern. I might be wrong on that, so check your local listings. And please watch that game, because that's going to be a good game, regardless of who you are a fan of, San Jose Predators, or even if you're not a fan of either of those teams. Watch the game, because I'm sure it's going to be a tough, tough game. I'm so happy to see the Blues get to the third round. Believe it or not, I'm not really old. I'm not a young man, but this is only the third time the Blues have been to the Western Conference Finals in my lifetime. And this is just awesome for me to go through. I'm sure as Blues fans, it's awesome for you to go through. As NHL fans, it's nice to see a team that hasn't been there in a while make it to the Western Conference Finals. I'm sure it's going to be a great finals. I'm sure it's going to be a 6-7 game series, just like all the series have been. It's not going to be easy for either team, the Blues, or whichever team they play, San Jose or Nashville. These are going to be tough games. But I'm excited and looking forward to the series. I'd like to say one thing, and that is about the Dallas fans. When the Blues got ahead 4-0, some of the fans left. When they got ahead 5-0, you just started seeing a lot of people pile out of the building. But I will tell you what, the fans that were left, and yeah, a majority of them were probably left, probably 70% of them were left, but the majority of them that were left started cheering their team with about 2 minutes left, a minute and a half, stood up and cheered and cheered and cheered, and those are great fans. Those are the hockey fans in Dallas. And I give you guys an applause. You guys are class acts. You showed your team that you appreciated their efforts this season. You know, you didn't get up and leave for those that stayed. And I just wanted to say it's nice to see that in other cities. I know it happens in St. Louis, but it was nice to see that in Dallas, how the Blues left the ice after the handshakes and the team skated around. The horn went off a few times. Then you guys just waved your rally towels and just went on and on about your team. Don't be ashamed of what your team did this year. They got to the second round. They won the Western Conference as the best team in the Western Conference, and you should be proud of them. So that's what I've got to say about the Dallas fans and the Dallas team. Again, my name has been Lance Descott. I've been your host for the Drop Podcast. I want to thank everybody for joining me. I want to thank everybody for joining me through all the playoffs and all the podcasts that I've done. You can find us at facebook.com/thedroppodcast. You can also find us at Twitter, official The Drop. You can find our YouTube videos. We will show live video highlights of this game, which we will air later on this evening. You can also email us at theofficialdrop@gmail.com. We want to hear from you guys. We want to see what you think about this series. Please hit us on Twitter. Send us an email. We will respond to your emails. Anyway, thank you so much. Let's go Blues. And I chose this ending song here so that we could all celebrate the Blues victory moving on to the third round. One more time, we're gonna celebrate. Oh yeah, all right, don't stop the dancing. One more time, we're gonna celebrate. Oh yeah, all right, don't stop the dancing. We're gonna celebrate, oh yeah, alright, don't stop the dancing. Mm-hmm. You know I'm just feeling celebration tonight. Celebrate, don't wait too late. Mm-hmm. No, we don't stop.
You can't stop. We're gonna celebrate one more time. One more time. One more time. A celebration. You know we're gonna do it right tonight. Hey, just feel it. Music's got me feeling the need.